welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you're an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And we are so happy to welcome back Daniel and Maria Cabrera, the 2023 Knights of Columbus International Family of the Year. Now, Daniel and Maria have devoted their lives to promoting the values of life and family. And together, they evangelize through talks and workshops and conferences, and their online ministry platform. Go to their website, because you're going to learn a lot. It's Daniel, the letter Y, Maria, online.com. Daniel E. Maria, online.com. Go there and you will be blessed. And we're going to talk about all that they're doing, not just with themselves and going out and being light and salt, but the effectiveness and the ministry of their whole family and what their family is doing.
Yeah. The six children are like incredible. So we were just watching some of those videos online. I mean, those kids are just beautiful looking, and then they're personable. They understand the faith. They share the message. They're funny.
They're funny, and they're passionate about what they're sharing.
Absolutely, and it's just what our culture needs at this time. For so many young people are just so narcissistic about themselves. They're promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ with smiles on their face and telling the truth. They're sharing about the sanctity of marriage, the family, natural family planning, welcoming of children into this world. So it's an amazing thing. You need to go to the website, DanielYMariaOnline.com. The website's there in Spanish. You click it, it goes all into English. You're going to want them to come to your parish, to whatever gatherings you're having, to share about life, about marriage, the family. They also do financial planning in terms of your marriage and family. So there's plenty more to come. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're happy to have with us again Daniel and Maria Cabrera. If you saw it yesterday, you don't want to miss today's show either. They are the 2023 Knights of Columbus International Family of the Year. Daniel and Maria have devoted their lives to promoting the values of life and family. They mean what they say. Together, they evangelize through talks and workshops and conferences and their online ministry platform. Go to their website. You will be blessed. Daniel, the letter Y, MariaOnline.com. Daniel E. Maria Online.com.
You like saying that.
I do like saying it. I have 3 years of Spanish. You think I should say more than I do, but I don't. I still haven't even got rid of this Jersey accent. Anyway, we are so happy to have you back yet again. And when we were back in the green room, you were showing us videos of your kids, and we're going to get to talk about that. But Daniel, you're a revert. You married this beautiful girl. Amen. You were set up on a beautiful, blind date, but loved ones connected to both of you. So they knew your heart's desire. Mm-hmm. Your parents, you were born and raised Catholic, but your family left the Catholic Church. And now here you marry this Catholic girl on steroids who's madly in love with Jesus and she's being Catholic. But so tell our family a little bit about your journey.
And who has a child.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. And God works in mysterious ways, because Sarah was the reason that God used for us to be united in marriage. Because if it wasn't for Sarah, I mean, she wouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no need for taking care about the child if there was no child.
Right.
So, yeah. And from that point forward, we started just having, like I said yesterday, debates about our faith and things like that. So without even trying, I forced Maria to learn even more about her faith, mm-hmm. because I was questioning a lot of things that I didn't understand. Why you guys do this? Why do you believe in this? And things like that. So that's how everything started.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to call them lively discussions as opposed to debates, right? Because
right.
you were born and raised Catholic, but you didn't understand your faith either, right?
Yes.
And so that's why you left, right? It didn't mean much to you, you left. And then here's this woman who now has this conversion within her faith journey because she's birthed this beautiful baby, and now God's heart is calling her. So then everything that is good and true and beautiful in the Catholic Church comes alive. Mm-hmm. And then here you are, and this is the beautiful thing about marriage. You make him holy, he makes you holy, and it brings out the best in us.
Yeah.
So he awakens your own faith.
That's
right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And look now, the great man of faith that he is.
But, you know, they're also sharing that they make one another holy, but they share it about how this child, mm-hmm. your child, mm-hmm. Sarah, mm-hmm. has made you holy. What was going through your mind when you saw her and you kind of fell in love with her? Where did Sarah fit into that? Because there's some guys that would say, you know, I don't want to go into a marriage with already having a child. How did you know that this was just holy and you should do this, that you wanted to adopt this child and make her a part of both of your lives in this way? What was happening in your thinking?
Well, the first thing that I thought, okay, so if Sarah Michelle, it's part of Maria, then I love Maria. I already love Sarah Michelle. And that's why I told Maria from day one, I want to adopt Sarah, mm. because I don't want any difference between mm. Sarah and if God allows us to have more kids, mm-hmm. I don't want any difference between mm-hmm. her and the other kids. Mm-hmm. So I want her to have my last name, everything, just mm-hmm. like she was mm-hmm. my biological child.
Right.
And I have never called Sarah my stepdaughter, mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, she can tell you. Mm-hmm. I consider Sarah my own. Mm-hmm. So, and she is my own. Because mm-hmm. now it's our children. It's not
yes.
your kid. It's not
right.
my kid. No, it's our children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you,
well,
Jesus.
My son, Joseph.
Well, you certainly did welcome her in, and you certainly, by God's grace, produced, with the help of the Lord, a large family. So you have 10 members of the family, 4 miscarried who are with the Lord. I'm sure that's a number of stories for you. Speak to us about openness to human life and even promoting, dare we say, a large family, you know, by God's grace. And people can do natural family planning and say, well, we want to wait till we have a child and so on. But you were pretty much, even though I would imagine you go through so much in terms of joys and sorrows and sleeplessness and so on, but you seem pretty bold about promoting, not only you having, but promoting large families. Where do you get that from? How's the reception?
most likely for my wife's prayers, because she is a pillar in our family. And nowadays, having a large family, it's challenging. It's challenging the world about what the world is all about.
Yeah.
It's about me, my comfort, right. my material things, how I'm gonna have another child because, I want my car, I want my
yeah.
traveling.
Yeah.
So, no. It's incredible what God can do
yes.
when he gives you a child
yes.
because he knows better. We hear people in couples saying, I'm taking care of my fertility by taking contraceptives. What are you afraid of? A child is a blessing. Mm-hmm. God knows what you need. He will provide. And we certainly have lived it out just like mm-hmm. that. Because, when Gianna was born, we weren't expecting Gianna. That was a totally surprise. But she was in God's mind for a reason. She was part of my conversion.
Mm-hmm.
She was part of my comeback to the church.
Yeah.
Because through her, I learned the NFP.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I kept on learning about our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so beautiful that I said, no, I need to come back.
Right, because if the Catholic Church is true about NFP,
yes.
then what else is it true
yes.
about? And it has converted a lot of Protestant people into Catholic land because it's good and true and beautiful and it's right, and we want no harm to come to anyone. So, but now you have all these beautiful children. Your children are involved in your online ministry, and your children have made outstanding, unbelievable videos. Tell our family.
They're not just involved, they're stars.
They're stars.
I mean, they're
awesome. Tell our family about the online ministry.
Well, yeah, as we said before, we started doing these videos, and I think it was Gianna who was like the first one that this little, you know, mm-hmm. surprise, baby number four, who started showing interest in like being on camera too. Mm-hmm. And we saw that little, you know, talent on mm-hmm. her and mm-hmm. potential, and she would grab a microphone and started talking like a professional. We're like, okay, let's, you know, put her in front of a camera and see what comes. And she was just doing great. And when we were praying outside of, you know, this abortion centers, sometimes she would just grab my phone and mm-hmm. started talking. Mm-hmm. And then I would, you know, look on my pictures and videos, and I was like, mm-hmm. she did this on her own. Mm-hmm. And she was saying like such wonderful
yes.
words.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You just saw her videos.
Right.
And we were like, okay, let's do this like more professionally, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we would just put her on our little studio at mm-hmm. home and subtitle her videos. And she started getting lots of views and comments. Now, just to clarify, our kids have no social media. They don't have accounts. Mm-hmm. They don't have access to any of these channels.
Mm-hmm.
We try to take good care of them.
Mm-hmm.
We're strict with screens and everything. We do this. We allow them to record these videos, mm-hmm. and we put them on our channel.
Yeah. Right.
Because you know this is a crazy world.
It is a way
could
crazy
be
world.
Very mm-hmm. mean mm-hmm. and very mm-hmm.
right.
You
yes.
know. But we do allow them to evangelize this
mm-hmm.
way. And when we have good feedback, we show them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. We don't
yeah.
allow
that's
them
good.
To have social media or any of that stuff.
Because you're wise parents. Because not everything out there is good.
No.
Mm-mm. But you're out there promoting and you're doing beautiful things. And so your children are just mimicking the passion that you two bring to life, to marriage, and to the family. But now you're also part of the Knights of Columbus. Tell our family
yes,
about your work with the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah, I became a knight back in 2018. So, and we are part of, I am part of the council and
mm-hmm.
things like that. So we help the Knights whenever we can, because
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, with social media and all the marriage preparation retreats and all the kind of stuff that we have going on, besides our
right.
Six kids,
mm-hmm.
so
right.
it is hefty sometimes. But yeah,
and the Knights are always doing something.
Yes,
always.
That's a good thing. So if you're bored out there, I mean, just join to the Knights and you'll be occupied for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Yes.
How did you become interested in the Knights?
Again, my wife.
Poor Daniel.
She was like, okay, so you're done with your honey-do list, so now I need you to join the Knights.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah, it's been a wonderful experience. It's great to join the Knights because you get to share with your brother Knights
mm-hmm.
Things that normally you cannot share with your wife. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, just like the iron, I mean, you
mm-hmm.
get sharp with, I mean,
iron
another.
Sharpens iron.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's a great organization. It's a wonderful organization, and I highly recommend it.
Well, they
yes.
think the world and heavens of you both.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some video with people giving testimony about your family, and I'm sure they mentioned the outreach and everything else, but they just spoke about your family's involvement in the church. You know, how committed you are to the church, how available you are to the church. Maybe you have some that serve at the altars, altar
yes.
servers,
mm-hmm.
maybe some in the choir,
mm-hmm.
and doing all sorts of things. Just the gratefulness, because that's what empowers you to reach out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the sacraments. It's being close to the Lord, participating in confession, hearing the moral teaching of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go out to share that and your models of that. Share with us some of the outreaches, what they will find, what people will find when they go to your website.
Mm-hmm.
Both in Spanish and in English. You mention there's one, pro-life advocates. You mention marriage preparation retreats. You could take either one of those. Marriage preparation, what are you speaking about there?
We're speaking about everything. As we were talking a few minutes ago,
yeah.
When we went through our marriage preparation, that's actually what inspired us to seek to prepare other couples, because we didn't get a lot from mm-hmm. ours. And when we saw how complete other programs were in English, mm-hmm. we saw how much our Spanish communities were missing mm-hmm. out. So we were like, there must be a way to share this, or like translate it, or mm-hmm. or do something yeah. to share this with our Spanish right. Community in the United States. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we met this wonderful couple that we love dearly, and they had the same dream, mm-hmm. the same call in their hearts. Mm-hmm. And then God gave us the opportunity to meet this wonderful priest who is so young and so wise and so holy. And so we formed this team, mm-hmm. and we started translating materials from One in Christ, which mm-hmm. is a great program mm-hmm. that started in Chicago. And we just started. We were like, okay, let's create a PowerPoint mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. let's just share all this information mm-hmm. with these couples. And the ministry just started growing and growing and mm-hmm. growing. It's called No Longer Two, Ya No Son Dos. Right.
Ya No Son Dos.
And God willing, we're going to actually partner with the actual One in Christ, mm-hmm. and it's going to be now One in Christ in Spanish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing this for like several months now. It's doing great. Couples are very, very thankful for mm-hmm. all this information that is available now for them. But we're talking about finances. We're talking about theology of the body. We're talking about NFP. Mm-hmm. We have a great doctor come and talk to them. We do translation, what is it called? Like simultaneous yes. translation. Yeah, and this doctor specializes in NAPRO technology, mm-hmm. which is a yeah. great science. Yeah. And we talk about communication, mm-hmm. boundaries. Mm-hmm. We talk about
in-laws.
In-laws.
You mentioned
in-laws.
That before.
Yes.
That's a very popular
you didn't want
subject.
To say that.
No, you got to
no,
say
you
that.
Have to say
important.
That.
Yes. Yes, it is important.
Because okay. one day you two will be in-laws, and your right. children will be off and married, and you want to be the best in-law that you could possibly be.
Absolutely.
I learned how to be an in-law by my mother, because she wasn't a very good in-law. And I said, Mom, I'm never going to be an in-law like you, because you're troubling the waters, right? And so we have to make an intentional decision how we're going to be. And I love my mother. She was great in so many areas, and I learned so much from her. But that was one thing she taught me not to be. And so you need to when do I be quiet? When do I mind my own business? When do I say this? When do I don't say? What are my boundaries between this married couple, right?
Exactly.
Right? And so you don't want to hurt, you don't want to offend, but you want to do that well. Mm. And right. we have to teach that. We have to yes. say, you can say this. Oh, I can't say that. Yes, you can, because mm-hmm. you're married now and you can say that.
Daniel, right. Maria, thank you so much for your walk with the Lord, for your journey, for your openness to the Lord. And you say, we're not special people, we're ordinary people. The Holy Spirit has landed on us. He continues to convert us day by day. He's blessed you with children that are a part of mm. sharing the gospel of life, marriage, and the family. We thank God for you and your blessing within the church. And welcome to the EW10 family. We look forward to sharing with you into the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
We're going to take a break at this point. Father John Paul is back with us today. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, Father, what did you think about Daniel and Maria and their sharing?
Awesome. Awesome. But first of all, I have a nominee for the best in-law of the year. It's my mom.
There you go.
You know, just in my brother's marriage.
Yes.
You know, I see in my brother John and his wife Joy, yeah. mm-hmm. My mom is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
she
just
is.
Just seeing the way that she's known Joy since mm-hmm. she was like 15 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like the way that they get along, I just thought I'd have to mm-hmm. throw that out there.
Well,
my
beautiful.
Mom is amazing.
And I bet Joy is a daughter to her that she never had, right?
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. been Joy's mother died when she was 14.
Mm-hmm.
So the way my mother, you know, just the role of in-laws mm-hmm. are so important. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good point to bring up
yeah.
in their story. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, how do you feel this couple encourages other couples and families to know the Lord, and to know the Lord in large part is to understand that we are missionary disciples. We're not just disciples, but missionary disciples to carry the gospel of Christ in all of its fullness.
Well, my first thought is that, you know, first of all, just our joy exemplifies, the spirit of the gospel, the Beatitudes. And not just them as a couple too, but the fruit of their marriage. Mm-hmm. I mean, seeing their children and seeing the videos, their creativity. Only God is creative in his essence. God is creative. And seeing the fruit of their union, it's just amazing to see what can come out of a fruitful marriage. Yeah. It's amazing.
And they were saying about their children, who really are wonderful on those videos, how strict they are with media and what they're involved with, what they're not involved with. They're checking out everything. But yet, you know, the Lord says, I want to be there. I want to use these formats. I want people to see me. And those children at this early age are digital evangelists.
Well, recently Michael Warsaw was just in Rome, and there was a conference that addressed this specifically. And they brought up how the church in this realm needs to form missionaries in the digital realm and not influencers. There's a difference between an influencer, those of you who are seeking clicks, likes, and actually being a missionary. I think EWTN Media Missionaries, that's what you seek to use the gospel space to create missionaries. Right. And that's what their children really show. Mm-hmm. They're being missionary.
Yeah.
Part of the solution for this time. Mm-hmm. Father, close us in a prayer and with a blessing, please.
Sure, Jim. Family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he turn his face to you and be merciful to you. May he show you his kindness and give you his peace. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be
to God. Pray that you're encouraged today. There are so many shining lights, but we don't see them. And EWTN tries to bring these people, their families to you, that you would be encouraged and set on fire with love for Christ. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You are never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.